I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. A lot of people think that the skunk scent is a good cover scent when they're deer hunting, but I have a friend who thinks that that smell can put the deer on high alert, yet he uses it anyway. I'll tell you how he uses it, but first.
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
I have a friend that thinks that the skunk scent puts deer on high alert. He thinks if the deer smell that skunk scent, they'll think that that skunk was spooked by something and that it sprayed, and they'll start looking around to see what that might have been. Was it a coyote? Was it a human being? What was it, a dog that might have scared that skunk and got it to spray? So he'll use that skunk scent, not as a cover scent, but and a way to keep the deer on his property. He'll actually put the scent along the fence line between his property and his neighbor's property. And he figures if he's walking into the woods and a deer starts pushing towards the neighbor's, it'll get turned back as soon as it smells that skunk scent. And he'll put it on the top of ridge lines. He knows that these deer are going to be coming through these draws. And if they turn and start working up the hill, as soon as they get to the top, they'll get turned back down because they smell that skunk scent. So he's using it more to steer the deer or keep them in a particular area than he is to cover a scent. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.